Anyway, there is an issue with U.S. national will here, and the protracted struggle in Afghanistan and Iraq bothers me. But I think it just complicates the principal reason we will win. And the reason we will win is it's not our war.
The Hueys are packed with power, heavy 50 caliber machine guns and rockets. They're calling cards as they wing in low over treetops, zipping in to knock out the Viet Cong.
And who is simply watching and waiting and letting the fires burn out there, but they're planning great acts of evil later. And they're letting us exhaust ourselves. It bothers me.
That have studied it, that have experienced it, that have, you know, fought in El Salvador, that have fought in Vietnam, that are instructors now. And so we have this huge intellectual capacity to understand and wage irregular warfare.
You bring heads home on sticks, you know, and makes us feel good, and it's U.S.-centric, okay? But also draining the swamp, you know, that lots of folks have said, Mike Sheehan is one of them, drying up the swamp where this evil stuff grows is hard, and it's like kissing your sister. I did that for my sister, if she gets to see this. She was a Navy officer. She will be upset.
We live in a time where we have fictitious election results that elects a fictitious president. We live in a time where we have a man sending us to war for fictitious reasons, whether it's the fictitious of duct tape or the fictitious of foreign doors. We are against this war, Mr. Bush. Shame on you, Mr. Bush.
It's still hard to watch that clip from the Oscars the day after someone had taken a whole bunch of feces and smeared it all over our place and piled a big, I don't know what it was, like 4 feet high of horse manure blocking the driveway so we couldn't get in, and then a whole bunch of signs telling me to go back to France or wherever I came from.
Today is December 1st, 2005. This is Moshe Moskowitz, and you're listening to Bastard Brood of Che, a production of TalkWarrior.com. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Comrade Robot Man.
Hi, Comrade Moshe.
There are a finite set of paths that middle-aged, unemployed guys like myself can take in life. There's the path of alcoholism, the path of drug dependency, and the path of daytime television. I chose not to succumb to the temptations of these evil paths. I chose a different path. I chose the path of making artificially intelligent socialist robots.
You took the right path, Dad.
Robot Man, don't call me Dad, please. It makes me feel old.
Sorry, Moshe.
It's okay. It's okay.
Can we hear your ode to No Daddy now?
We'll get to that, I promise. I just want to give the people a quick rundown of today's show. But before we do that, I want to say that this show is sponsored by Citgo, which is owned by the people of Venezuela. Please advance the cause of socialism throughout the world by buying Citgo gasoline. Hugo Chavez called me last week. He's a huge admirer of Che Guevara, and someone told him about the show. Mr. Chavez told me he really liked the show, and he offered me like a huge fucking sum of money to sponsor Citgo on Bastard Brood of Che. And I'm like, Comrade Chavez, I realize I'm broadcasting from a corrupt and evil country, but, you know, what do you take me for, some kind of radio whore? I'm running a legitimate socialist radio show here. I can't accept money. That would be a serious conflict of interest. So Mr. Chavez, he's like, all right, how about if I put Bastard Brood of Che on national radio in Venezuela? And I'm like, you could do that now. You know, it's free for everyone to use, for non-commercial use. So Mr. Chavez says to me, I'll put you in a prime time slot. And I'm like, to be honest with you, Comrade Chavez, I really don't know you well enough to know if you're a true believer in the revolution. I just don't know. You know, but I think that this could be the start of what might be an enduring and beautiful relationship.
Moshe, excuse me. You have to do the corrections for the last show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Thanks, Robot Man. On the last show, I screwed up the album name of the band that gives us the theme music. The band name is Wall Street Traders. I said their forthcoming album was called Dirty Little Business People, but the actual name of the title is Dirty Little Busy People. It's busy, like in Busy Little B, not business. Also, Scooter called me up after listening to the last show I did about neo-Nazis, and he told me the guy that he called a peace Nazi on my last show may not have been the right guy. Okay, he might have gotten the name of the guy wrong. He's not sure. And I just wanted to say that could the real peace Nazi at Crawford, Texas, who was responsible for getting Scooter arrested for exercising his First Amendment rights, could he please come forward and identify himself? And, you know, you could call the station, okay? You know, Mr. Peace Nazi, you could call the station at 360-246-8837. Okay? Inquiring minds want to know who the fuck you are. I feel like the director of a Jewish camp I once went to called Camp Grossman in Massachusetts. Someone took like a huge dump in the outhouse right on the floor, and it was like really, really rank. And the camp director guy got all the campers together at once and asked the guilty party to come forward. And I was maybe like 8 years old, and I remember thinking, this camp director guy must be some kind of goddamn retard. I mean, even if the guy who shit up the outhouse had some kind of guilty conscience and wanted to confess, which wouldn't happen, okay? But let's say that would happen, okay? You know, he would never do it in front of 200 people, you know? And I had the strangest urge at the time to confess to the crime, even though I didn't do it. And it wasn't out of a sense of, like, a repressed guilt. I just wanted to, like, observe people's reactions. If someone would have confessed, the situation would have gone from bizarre to ultra-fucking bizarre. I mean, I just wanted to, like, push the weirdness to the next level and just, like, study and observe how people behaved. Okay, finally, let's get to the GoDaddy segment.
Yippee.
Okay, I just want to say that after I do the GoDaddy segment, I'm going to do another segment about this joker who does this podcast called Blast the Right. Okay? I am going to blast the right. Okay. Now, I say a lot of crazy shit on this show, but I swear to God that I actually got this email from Bob Parsons, president of GoDaddy. I suspect that everyone who owns a GoDaddy domain did as well. But, you know, who knows? I'm going to read you the letter, okay, so everyone will know what it is. Here we go. Dear Moshe Moskovitz, for 230 years, November 10th has marked the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Each year, all of us at GoDaddy.com mark this November day with a salute and thank you and special birthday tribute. Please join us as we celebrate the USMC with a special birthday hoorah. We hope you enjoy the birthday salute. Semper Fi. Okay, and he actually puts his little signature, but it's not Bob Parsons. He just puts Bob. And under that, it's, you know, it's like an image signature, you know. And under that, there's Bob Parson, president and founder, GoDaddy.com. And if you click on this link in the email, it brings up a web page with this flash video. I recorded the audio from the flash video, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Feeling good.
Oh, it's Wolfman Jack. I thought he was dead. Okay, coming up is the Chucklehead, who does the show called Mail Call on the History Channel. He's coming up. Da 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 da. Yeah!
Company, Ted, here! Now, in case you hadn't noticed, it's the Marine Corps' 230th birthday. Mother Green wants you to celebrate. Don't just stand there. Get your brass shine, get your blues on, and get to celebrate.
Well, I don't know. I think that this email I got from Bob Parsons of GoDaddy is kind of fucking inappropriate. And I've arranged to counter the inappropriateness of this email from Bob with a song that I've composed called Ode to GoDaddy. Fuck you, Bob Parsons, president of GoDaddy, for sending me this fucking propaganda about the Marines. The Marines are nothing but a capitalist death squad, and they really, really suck. From the jungles of Southeast Asia to the streets of the Middle East, the Marines have been getting their asses kicked, because even with all their fucking technology, they're a bunch of fucking wussies. Everyone knows that a single Navy SEAL can kill a whole platoon of Marines with his bare hands. They should have called GoDaddy, GoMama, because Bob Parsons of GoDaddy is a motherfucker. So fuck you, Bob Parsons, and take your horseshit Marine propaganda and jam it up your fucking ass. Yes, jam it up your ass.
Fuck GoDaddy.
You tell him, Robot Man.
Greetings, this is podcast number 15 of Blast the Right. I'm Jack Clark from therationalradical.com, www.therationalradical.com.
You don't need to precede therationalradical.com with www. The www is redundant, and so is Jack Clark. I'm going to play a clip from this very podcast that's number 15 of Blast the Right.
In this segment, we'll listen to master propagandist Sean Hannity apply the big lie technique to the area of Iraqi WMDs. Hannity's guest is Representative Gerald Nadler from New York City, a liberal Democrat. Here's the relevant excerpt from the exchange between Hannity and Nadler.
Here's what you're doing. You are politicizing a policy disagreement. Let me point out why this is true.
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Bill Clinton said about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Al Gore said it. The guy you voted for, John Kerry, in the lead up to the war in 2003, said leaving Saddam unfettered with nuclear weapons or WMDs is unacceptable. If you don't believe Saddam's a threat with nuclear weapons, don't vote for me. Iraq's WMDs pose a real and grave threat to America. If you were fair, Congressman, if you were not a political partisan, you would be saying the same thing about the guy you voted for. But you're not fair. You're not balanced. You're partisan.
Well, of course I'm partisan, but I'm also fair. The fact is that I believe that a lot of Democratic senators and Republican senators and congressmen were misled by the administration.
So you're blaming John Kerry's public statements on George Bush? Well, I mean,
I think that if I were to find a flaw with John Kerry, it would be that he didn't realize.
I guess if we have a hangover, it's George Bush's fault too.
He should not have relied, perhaps, on what he was being told by the administration.
Then a little later in the segment, they revisit the issue.
I love your liberal logic. If Bush says it about WMDs, it's a lie. If Kerry, if Edwards, if Clinton and Gore, the UN and French say it, even that's Bush's fault.
Everybody who talked about that at that time was relying on the information they got from the Bush administration.
Oh, I know. All right.
Because they were in charge of the intelligence agencies.
In this day and age.
After Hannity said, "You're blaming John Kerry's public statements on George Bush," Did you hear the little snot nose laughing?
You're blaming
John. I think I wish. Yes, I am.
That's a good point. It was an evil laugh. It was like the laugh of Satan. Jack Clark is a smart guy, and he makes a number of good points that I cut out because I really have no disagreement with them. However, it's Clark's final point that really pisses me off.
Now, as you heard, it's kind of hard to get in a word edgewise with Hannity. And if you start saying something that effectively contradicts him, he starts talking over you, laughing, and just doing everything he can to distract the audience from what you're saying. What I would have done is, I would have said, hey, wait a minute, Hannity. Where do you think Kerry would get his intelligence information from? Does Kerry have his own CIA? Does Kerry have his own NSA? Does Kerry have his own Pentagon? Is there something called the KIA, the Kerry Intelligence Agency? I don't think so. Anything Kerry's going to know about foreign affairs intelligence matters is going to be something that he gets from the current administration. And the current administration was the Bush administration. That's where he got his information from. So what do we have? Bush tells a lie to Kerry. Kerry believes it and repeats the lie.
Whoa. Kerry didn't believe the lie. I know this because Kerry is not a fucking moron, and nor is Jack Clark. Kerry knew he was being lied to by the Bush people, and Jack Clark knows that Kerry knew he was being lied to, because if you listen to Jack Clark, you'll see that Jack Clark is a smart guy. I really mean this. I'm not trying to be a wise ass. Everyone before the war that applied just a tiny bit of critical thinking to the situation knew that George Bush was misleading the country into war. It was fucking obvious. Okay? The timing of Bush's war alone was enough evidence in itself to make the invasion of Iraq seem highly questionable. Okay? Jack Clark is using something called rhetoric to attack the right. Rhetoric is not based in fact. Rhetoric is the clever use of horse shit for the purposes of persuading people. That's all it is. Everyone knew, okay, that Bush's war was a fabrication. And if you listen to the intro to this show, okay, you'll see that Michael Moore also knew, okay? So, you know, how did he know? Okay, well, he knew the same way that anyone else, okay, who isn't an idiot, knew that this war against Iraq was fiction. Okay, and I'm just getting tired of all these fucking assholes, senators and congressmen, bitching and moaning about being misled by Bush into war. This is a fucking lie. No senator and no congressman was misled by Bush into war. The logic of this argument is completely fucking flawed. If Kerry or Murther or Biden or any one of these assholes, okay, were misled into war, then how come their colleagues like Nancy Pelosi and Barney Frank and Ted Kennedy managed to come to the right decision, which was to vote against the war? The Democratic Party machine is lying to you. They're insulting your intelligence, and they're using insidious manipulation tactics to allow you to believe that they're not responsible for the heinous evil perpetrated against the Iraqi people. The proper response to Hannity is that the Democrats are to blame for this evil war, just like the Republicans. But now, both parties need to own up to their crimes against humanity, and not only pull out of Iraq, but monetarily pay for the damage we inflicted on Iraq. And it shouldn't end there. We can't just fix Iraq with money. We have wrecked their social order. Women no longer have the rights that they did under Saddam. We need to award all Iraqis who are interested citizenship in the United States. That is the only way that we can begin to pay for our crimes. We also need to bring anyone responsible for these crimes to justice in an international court. You know, this is not going to happen, okay? This is, you know, I'm dreaming. Anyone who thinks this is going to happen is dreaming, okay? But it doesn't mean it shouldn't happen. I really wish Jack Clark would stop using rhetoric to defend Democrats. He's a smart guy, and he has a lot of good points to make, okay? Rhetoric is really beneath this guy. It really is. I mean, I say a lot of crazy shit on this show, okay? I mean, I do it for a reason, okay? You know, I'm trying to get people to think critically. That's one of the reasons why I say crazy shit. You know, I'm just trying to jar you into, you know, into reason, okay? But I don't use rhetoric, okay? I do not lie to you. I do not overtly lie to you. Sometimes I use hyperbole, but again, I'm just trying to shock you, okay? I'm just trying to get you to think critically. That's all I'm trying to do.
In every generation, there is a star that shines brighter than every other star in the sky. Dickie Richards is that star, and he's running as a Republican for President of the United States of America.
Some politicians may try to brainwash the masses with meaningless catchphrases like 1,000 points of light. Let me tell you, 1,000 points of light is not enough to solve our country's problems. If elected president, I will not shortchange you on points of light. I will bring you 10 billion points of light. What Iraqis need is more Judeo-Christian values. I mean, these people aren't even Judeo. They're not even Christian. Iraqis need values. They need family values. They need Judeo-Christian values. They need 10 billion points of light. They need freedom and liberation. And if they refuse to accept these gifts, I say we give them a little shock and awe. Hiroshima style and Nagasaki style, if you catch my drift. I want to talk about an issue that both Republicans and Democrats don't want to talk about. Homelessness. This is an important issue. The homeless are really dirty, and they're always annoying you for change. I have a solution to this problem, and all we need to do is get beyond an antiquated taboo. We could eliminate homelessness entirely by eating the homeless. I've heard from an anonymous source that homeless people taste like chicken. Now, I don't know about you, but I like chicken. Some people may find the idea of eating the homeless cruel, but I assure you, it's not cruelty. It's compassion. It's compassionate conservatism mixed together with 10 billion points of light, family values, and Judeo-Christian values. This message was paid for by Dickie Richards, and I approve this message.
Well, I'm not sure where I am or who I am, but Nancy tells me I'm supposed to say something about Dickie Richards. Well, there you go again, Mr. Mondale. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say something about Dickie Richards. Well, Nancy, well, I think I wet myself.
I'd like to thank Robot Man for helping me with the show. Robot Man is an invaluable asset to me. I really don't know how I could live with the existential despair of my existence without Robot Man. So, thank you, Robot Man, for being the artificially intelligent socialist robot that you are.
Thanks, Moshe. Working robots of all countries unite.
I'd like to thank Price Mayberry from the band Wall Street Traitors, who supplies us with the cool theme music that you hear in the intro and you'll hear at the end. Wall Street Traitors will be coming out with a new album soon called Dirty Little Busy People. We will let you know when that happens. I want to thank my brother Dickie Richards for his material. I also want to thank Hugo Chavez, President of Venezuela, for pulling some strings and getting me that juicy primetime spot on National Radio Venezuela. I'd also like to thank all the pirate radio stations of the world who carry BBC, with a special thanks to 88.6, The People's Voice, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, our flagship station. Bastard Brood of Che is a copyrighted broadcast of TalkWarrior.com. It may be rebroadcast freely by non-commercial entities, provided that it is unedited. If for any reason you need to edit the show, please contact the station. You can obtain contact information by going to TalkWarrior.com. That's TalkWarrior.com. You don't need to precede it with a www. Okay. Bastard Brood of Che is broadcast on the first of each month. I want to remind my listeners that there is no God, no country, just authority and power and rich assholes that keep you in line like sheep. They can kill Che Guevara, but they can't kill what he stood for.
I know my enemies, they're not the ones I hate. I wanna be just like them. I blame the immigrants, the ones who work the hardest to get the smallest slice. They're making me look bad and it's bringing down my price. And they mine us with the gold. Every day and live it sold by the ones who give us hurt while we're busy with the work. But we'd rather fight each other than take over. I know my enemies, I serve them every day. They take the lion's share while I get the workman's pay. Must be those welfare mothers terrorists, eating away my livelihood. Who can say where it is? They mine us with the gold. Recreate this every day and let it sold by the ones who get the hurt while we're busy with the work. We'd rather fight each other than take over. I know my enemies, they've purchased all my time. I give them aid and comfort, they own this little spine. Must be a wise investment, they get a